This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Charlie Weston is with us for our personal finance spot, our weekly spot. But we've asked another person to join him today, Kevin McPartland, the Chief Executive of Fuels for Ireland. So we'll talk to Kevin in a moment. Charlie, I think this is something you've been writing about in the Irish Independent a lot over the last couple of days. Since the Israelis and the Americans started their bombardment of Iran last Saturday, how much has home heating oil, the price of it, increased in Ireland since?
Up to 50%, Matt. I looked at it today before I came in here, and the price of 1,000 litres of home heating oil, which is used by about 700,000 households in this country, the price has gone up about 52%. We're talking here about 1,000 euros last week for 1,000 litres, around, it's nearly 1,500 this week. I mean, that is an absolutely enormous increase. And I would question why it's gone up to that extent, given that I just did a calculation on where crude oil is since last week. Brent crude is up about 5%. Now, it did spike and it was higher. It was at 10%. It's at about $81 a barrel at the moment. But 10% at one stage, 11% maybe. But we're seeing home heating oil going up at multiples of that, extraordinary multiples. And reports today as well that petrol and diesel hitting €2.
Well, we'll get to the petrol and diesel in a little while, but the home heating oil, surely any supply that anyone gets delivered to them this week has not arrived into the country this week. Surely it would have been in the country last week or earlier.
Well, it should. You would think. And I put it to the fuel distributors, the UK Ireland Fuel Distributors Association, that they're engaged in just price gouging, you know, because they must have some supplies. They're saying they don't have very many supplies, that they're buying it by the day. The prices are changing every 2 days. They say that they're having to tell people, we can do a delivery next Thursday. By the way, people are panic buying when they see these prices going up at this rate. And the fuel distributors say they're getting dogs abused. But anyway, these distributors are saying, we're telling people we can deliver to you next Thursday, but we won't be able to tell you until the night before what the price is going to be because the prices are changing so much. They're claiming that they are at the mercy of the wholesalers here. The wholesalers are dictating the prices, and that they've no control over this. Now, I asked the Consumer Protection Commission people, the CCPC, what's going on here? This just seems extraordinary. And given as well that the Minister for Enterprise, Peter Burke, has asked them to look at the energy market, and their view is, look at, companies are free to set their own prices. There's no restraint on that. There's no law that says a company can't change its prices up or down in this country. They're free to do that. They don't need any permission. But then you must just respect consumer law in terms of they don't act in concert and that they tell people very clearly what the price change is, but they're free to set their own prices. So what's going on here? Is it gouging going on? Because I put that to
pure opportunism, it looks like.
It looks like just pure price gouging, the price jacking, if you like. They're shoving up the price. They're taking advantage of a crisis in the Middle East and shoving up prices. That's what it seems to be. And I've put that accusation to the organisations and said, hold on a minute here. Yes, the Middle East, the conflict in the Middle East has caused a spike in crude prices. It's a big problem on the gas side, but you guys are putting up the prices way beyond what you need to be doing here. Are you just taking advantage of consumers here?
Okay, Kevin McPartland, I don't want to talk about petrol or diesel yet. We'll get to that. I just want to know, your group, Fuels for Ireland, does it have any involvement in the chain by which people get their home heating oil?
It does. So we would be the importers of most of the home heating oil. We very few Fuels for Ireland members are involved in the actual distribution, delivering to, you know, your house in County Kerry, the home heating oil that you use. But we have the involvement in that wholesale side of the market that Charlie's talking about. So I might just kind of, let's try and take some of the heat out of this and apply a bit of light and get some real facts. You said that the it's very unlikely that the fuel that's been sold today was not in the tanks before last weekend. That's not true. The just-in-time model that is used throughout the fuel industry means that the fuel which is being delivered to a home in Ireland today was probably sold on wholesale markets yesterday. What happens is the price is fixed when it leaves its last port. So for us, for the majority of fuel that we have in Ireland, that last port is Pembroke in Wales. You know how long it takes to get across the Irish Sea in a boat. It arrives in, it is unloaded, it can go straight into a truck and be on a forecourt or in a depot for home heating oil the same day. So if somebody's ordering fuel now and looking for it's very unlikely they'll get a delivery tomorrow, to be frank. We're getting a delivery tomorrow, then the wholesale price is today's wholesale price. And just for a bit of extra information, Charlie said it's gone up as much as 50%. I actually think the last information I had just shortly before I came in, we've seen even higher increases today than we had thought. So we're looking at probably about 60% versus the prices that were being quoted on Friday to the price that we quoted right now.
Yeah, no, they're extraordinary increases. And how are people supposed to cope with that? You know, and it's a real, I would say.
Sorry, but who's making the money in all this, Kevin? Sorry.
Because somebody is making a big profit margin.
Are you trying to tell me that the wholesalers who sell it on into Ireland are having to pay 60% more for their kerosene?
Actually, the markup on the wholesale market has actually gone up a little bit more than that. So we're trying to flatten it out, the increase and the impact on consumers in Ireland. Yes, I'm telling you exactly that. And, you know, this is absolutely verifiable. There are
By who?
By Platts, by Portland. There are various different market kind of analysts, who Argus Media, who put up their reports every day, and you can see it. And in fact, I was challenged on this exact point last night on your old show on Virgin Media Television, and Professor Aoife Foley from the University of Manchester, when she was asked, you know, could this be a credible argument, said, it's exactly the case. This is the reality of the situation.
Oh, God, she's the woman who's also been telling us that petrol and diesel prices will go to €2.50.
She is. But she has some insight here. And what I'm saying is, this isn't just the oil industry saying this. I'm saying a third-party academic is saying it. So we have to look at the data. I get, Charlie's absolutely right.
No, but I'm not buying that there are huge increases.
Yeah, they are.
Given the crude is up 5% today on what it was last Friday.
The lag on crude to retail prices in Ireland is 2 or 3 weeks. The lag on commodity prices for refined product is hours, not days. And as I said, go and have a look on those resources. You can see the increase.
So hold on a second. If you have what the Brent crude oil is the benchmark, everything else flows from that, doesn't it?
It's only a part of the picture. So if you think...
It's the original oil that is sold. Yes. It's the first barrel of oil and everything else goes from that.
Yeah, and you will see business journalists talk about a $10 per barrel increase in the price of Brent crude. Do you know what impact that has on a litre of fuel in Ireland? 0.6 of a cent. If $10 goes on to the price of a barrel of crude oil, that's how, not irrelevant, but how small a part of the overall picture this is. You have to recognise the fact that when you get the crude, you have to take it to a refinery, it has to be refined. Refining is a very expensive process, very energy intensive process. And then you have to ship it and get it to wherever it needs to be. The Brent price is just
and that takes time.
It does. That's the 2 week lag that I'm talking
about. But has that oil not been purchased and paid for?
The crude oil has. Yeah. But the refined product is what we're actually selling. And Ireland is a really small market. We're a price taker. So the fuel that is being bought from the refinery in Wales that is coming across to Ireland, or the fuel that is refined in Whitegate down in Cork, the price is fixed when it leaves that terminal. And that is the global wholesale
fixed
price.
Fixed sounds to me like the right word in relation to this. Yeah. Because if that refinery has bought oil at a particular price and then refines it and then sells it on, it's bought its original oil to refine at a particular price, and then it's saying that, well, it can increase the price that it sells it on at by 60%. There is nothing to justify jacking up the prices by 60% for refining oil that it had previously purchased.
You're a business journalist, Matt. You understand how commodity markets work. This is a globally fungible product. All of these diesel, gasoline, kerosene are all globally fungible products. There is a market. We have no choice in what we do. We either buy it or we don't buy it. So we can either not supply fuel or we can supply it at the market rates. They're the only options we have.
It sounds like a racket to me, Charlie.
You know, there's a massive, you know, unwarranted markup going on here. Now, maybe it's the oil majors. Majors, it goes back to them when they buy, you know, a container or a shipload of tanker of oil, Charlie, and they're making it. Somebody is making a massive killing here.
Look, they're anticipating future shortages and compensating for that.
Traders price in risk. That's what they do.
Yeah, that's
but we have to recognise where we sit in that supply chain.
But you see, Kevin, I think what people would think is that, you know, prices go up very, very quickly, but they come down very, very slowly.
They fall like a feather, so, shoot up like a rocket, Matt, you know.
Well, one of the other radio programmes that I heard today was somebody was complaining about the fact that they had been, they saw a price quoted this morning that had gone down this afternoon. So the corrections happen really quickly.
And, well, tell us about petrol and diesel in the time we've left us, because
it's hitting €2 now, Matt. That's a real psychological barrier now. When you hit €2, the last time that happened, it was around the Russians.
It hasn't hit €2. No, it's nowhere near €2.
There's reports that it's hitting €2 in parts of the country. The last time that happened, it was when the Russians invaded Ukraine for the second time. The government could see how damaging that was, and it reduced the excise rate on excise duty on petrol and diesel. You know, if we're starting to see very big increases now in the petrol prices now. It's been a bit slower than the home heating oil, but it's starting to happen now.
It's I'm not aware of any site anywhere in the country that's charging €2 today. I don't see that likely to happen.
Well, it'll happen this week or next week?
Well, look, this situation is extremely dynamic and all sorts of things can happen. Could something happen that triggers that? Yes, but are we aware of anything that's going to trigger that? No. We have to just be realistic.
What do you mean now, if we're aware of something that triggered that? Couldn't we have a major global oil shortage as a result of what's happening in the Middle East?
Could we? Yes. Are there any indicators that that's what's likely to happen? No.
Well, then why is the price flying up?
Because traders risk. You understand commodity market.
Yeah, but hold on. If you're saying there's no risk of a shortage of oil, then why would the price be going up so much?
Because it's not about the shortage of oil, right? So what the additional risk is, the additional risk of refining costs, the additional risk of shipping costs, the additional risk of insurance costs for that shipping, all of those things.
But sure, Trump says he'll cover all the insurance.
Well, I hope that persuades the market that there's no problem.
And why would the refining costs go up?
Because energy costs, refining is a highly energy intensive process. It costs a huge amount to create the crude oil price that you keep referring to into the refined product that we put into our cars, vans, buses, trains, planes. That is a very expensive process. And the main expense is the energy that's used to do it. So as gas prices increase, that always has a knock-on effect on oil prices, on refined products.
Charlie, do you think is the government going to have to bring the energy credits back in to deal with the gas and electricity bills? And is it going to have to consider reducing excise duties if petrol and diesel goes over €2 for a sustained period? And I've just been told, one listener has just given me a garage in Newbridge in County Kildare, which is charging €1.99 a litre today.
That was the news report before I came in here. I've seen it already, and I've had people onto me saying it's over €2. It's happened already in some garages. No, it's not the majority. It may be just quite a few, but it's important that it's happened. The government is going to have to do something about this. I think there's immense pressure on them. I understand there's a row between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael over this. Fine Gael are think that they may have to do something on this. If you buy a litre of petrol or diesel, you know, the excise duty on that is and taxes and levies and whatever else is 60% of it. You know, 6 cents for every euro worth of petrol and diesel, the government gets that kick out of it. They take a huge amount. There's something like €4.1 billion.
Ironically, in taxes. The higher the price goes, the more money the government's taking.
Every time it goes up 10 cents, they get another 6 cents here. So the government, you know, the government won't lose if they cut the excise duty. They could reduce the VAT. Now, they keep saying there's an issue there. They need EU approval to do that. But we have reduced, remember, we have temporarily reduced VAT on electricity and gas. It needs to come down more on home heating oil, for example. Somebody just sent a picture of a bill, 500 litres of home heating oil today, €70 of that was VAT. So the VAT could be cut.
And it's really important to say that, because if we look at how we heat our homes in Urban Ireland, where I live in the south city of Dublin, we're on the gas grid. And so the gas to heat my home, I pay VAT at 9%. When I go back to my mother's place down in North Cork, not on the natural gas grid, have to use oil, as 60% of rural Ireland do. The VAT on her heating is 13.5%. There's a clear urban-rural divide here. And if you go back to the home heating oil cost, when we talk about that increase that's happened since Friday, on Friday, the government was collecting €118 in VAT on every tank of home heating oil. Today, it's collecting €190. That's where the winner here is. It's the government and the extra tax that they're taking rather than anybody in the fuel industry in Ireland. I take the point that some of the oil majors might be playing games. I don't know if about.
And if you buy home heating oil in the north, it's 5% VAT compared with 13.5% here. So, you know, clearly if you're on the border, you're going to order from across the border where it's cheaper anyway.
We're paying about €400 in tax on a 1,000-litre fill of home heating oil today. In Northern Ireland, they're paying €57.
Thank you, Kevin McPartland from Fuels for Ireland, to come in to join Charlie Weston from the Irish Independent in his weekly personal finance spot. I suspect Charlie will be talking a lot about this in the days and weeks to come.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.